telling me what a genius I was. And of course I agreed. I deserved every bit of their praise. I felt like I was the smartest guy on the planet. And during those times, I'd be impatient, judgmental, and intolerant of others. But then there were the other times, the down times when people were losing money, even going bust. During those periods, I would often sink into severe depression. I felt ashamed. Sometimes, I'd just stay home and get drunk, which of course didn't help things. I felt like a total failure, an idiot, and I'd even be afraid to face my clients. It got to the point a couple of times where I even felt suicidal. For most of us, the link between how much money we make and our self-esteem isn't as dramatic as it was for this broker, but it illustrates an important principle. If we choose an external marker as the measure of our inner worth, whether it is the amount of money we make, or others' opinion of us, or the success of some project we're involved in, sooner or later we're bound to be battered by life's inevitable changes. After all, money comes and goes, and thus it is an unstable source of self-esteem, an unreliable foundation upon which to build our identity. Despite this, no matter what kind of work a person does, according to social scientists, around one-third of American workers still see financial rewards rather than the nature of the work itself as the primary purpose of work, as the most important aspect of their jobs. These people are particularly prone to intense resentment and dissatisfaction if they feel that they are unfairly compensated for their efforts. Thus, in our discussion about work and jobs, there was no avoiding the issue of money. And I was curious to hear the Dalai Lama's thoughts on the subject. I'd like to turn to the topic of money, I began. Of course, when we speak of money, that is a vast subject that can be approached from a variety of angles. But for the purposes of this discussion, since we're focusing on work, I'd like your general thoughts about money as the primary motivation for one's work.
Yes. I believe that for many, their attitude toward their job would be simply to make money. And there is nothing wrong in this. Since to survive in a modern industrial society, everyone needs to find their own way of making a living, this attitude toward work as primarily a source of one's